desire, believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it.
Once again, of course, this is the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark, and I'm joined by, once again, by my very good friend, Simon.
Good day again.
And turn that up. That sounds better. And so tonight, we are paying homage to the recently defunct amazing TV show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I admit, I caught on to this trend a bit later on. Last summer, usually, I was looking for something new to stream. I'd heard good things that, well, why not? It's on Netflix, all seven seasons at the time. Watched right through that very quickly. Actually, I only watched through it twice now. And it's one of those sitcoms that is, I would put it up there with WKRP in Cincinnati as one of my favorites. It's just well done. I don't think there's one bad episode in the bunch.
It's very quotable.
Yes.
Yes, very quotable and lots of memorable moments, great characters. It's a great show. And you know what? They tackle some serious issues, and even for a comedy, they do a great job of sort of talking, especially in the last season, talking about, you know,
Black Lives Matter and whatnot.
Yeah, and you know, and police reform and things like that. So they do a great job of tackling those things, but it's also hilarious, which is very similar to WKRP in that matter.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as well, off the top there, you heard this is my all-time favorite. Every episode they did a cold open, where they'd start off in the middle of a scene or in the middle of a story, and you heard Andy Samberg running the running a lineup for a witness to a murder, and
Jake Peralta,
yes, Detective Jake Peralta, and he's running the the lineup.
And but having the Backstreet, having the perps sing the Backstreet Boys.
Suspects.
Yeah, the Suspects. Sorry, yes, yes.
They're not perps yet.
Yes.
One of them is.
Let's real quick talk about the theme, too. Great theme. Like, it's right up there. Like, it's a classic theme song. Kind of a throwback, almost.
It reminds me of Hunter.
Yeah, which, like,
Hunter and Sledgehammer, the
Mike Post wrote all of those.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's got that throwback. And, like, I love that they kept the same theme song. They have a full-on opening credits for every episode, and the credits barely changed. They kept the, you know, the theme song. None of this, like, halfway through the show, and they're still running credits stuff, right? You know, I thought that was great.
It's all very well done. So tonight we're playing nothing but music. It's Wall to Wall, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And that's what we're playing from that. So we started off right now with this one from the third episode of the first season. It's Christina Aguilera and Beautiful on the Soundtrack Show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Every day is so wonderful. the Sabbath the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, an ill reindeer. But then I was yelling, called the man had a beard and a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock at night. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. Put him up to drop his wallet smack dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause. Took out the lights and then it cold, said Santa Claus. $1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, magic car with ease. But I never steal for Santa, so that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him that night. But when I got home, my bug could under the tree. Was a letter from Santa and the door was for me. It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Rice and stuffing macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, Snow White so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
Christmas at Hollis, Run DMC, and that is from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
And also from Die Hard, of course, which is very appropriate.
Yes.
Because as if you're a fan of the show Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you know that
Andy
Sandberg's character, Jake Peralta, is a huge Die Hard fan. It's like half the show.
That movie is the reason he became a cop.
Yeah. So it's very appropriate that they play that for this scene where... Andy and I don't know the guys.
Joe Latrugio.
Yeah, that plays Charles. That they fight some.
Joe Latrugio, in case you're wondering, is that creepy weird guy from all the Seth Rogen movies?
Oh yeah. So they're fighting some street Santas in this scene. They got to arrest Santa Claus, and then they play that song.
It's the two Santas are fighting over a corner, and they it's fun.
Well, you know, Santa, you got to stay in your own corner, man.
That's true.
All right.
You ever seen the South Park pilot?
Oh yeah, but it was a long time ago, man.
Well, Santa takes on Jesus.
Well, I mean,
there's the fight to watch.
That's kind of what happens every Christmas. Isn't
that's it? True. This figuratively, this is more literal. Anyway, keep it going from the first season episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's the from the Bet. It's the Scorpions, "Rock You Like a Hurricane," and this is the soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Yeah. wants to shout. Desires coming, breaks out loud. Lost in the cages, the storm breaks loose. Just help to make it, we still wanna choose.
Walk with me. I got you. got you, babe.
Come on, Simon, sing along.
I got you, babe.
No, I don't do unnecessary things.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe. And we're back. That was, of course, Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is what we're talking about tonight. This the season one episode, Broken Feather. And from the episode Full Boil, that's what's next. That's also one that's very popular on the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. Rupert Holmes, Escape, the Pina Colada song, on the soundtrack show, 101.5 The Hawk.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like pina colada, I didn't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food, I am into champagne. Red tape at a bar called O'Malley's, where we'll plan our escape. So I waited with high hopes, and she walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain and the feel of the ocean. Taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, you're the lady I've looked for. Come with me and escape. Mm-hmm.
in my world, and although most men are hoes, he flows on the down low, cause I never heard about him with another girl, but I don't sweat it, cause it's just pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody perfect, I give props to those who deserve it, and believe me, y'all, he's worth it. So here's to the future, cause we got through the past, I finally found somebody that could make me laugh. You so crazy, I think I wanna have your baby. My man is smooth like Barry and his voice got bass. A body like Arnold with a Denzel face. He's smart like a doctor with a real good rep. And when he comes home, he's relaxed with pep. He always got a gift for me every time I see him. A lot of snot nose explains couldn't be him. He never ran a corny line once to me yet. So I give him stuff that I'll never forget. He keeps me on cloud nine just like a tip. He's not a fake wannabe, trying to be a pimp. He dresses like a dapper dumb, but even in jeans, he's a classic original, the man of my dreams. Yes, my man says he loves me. Never says he loves me, not mine. I rush me good and touch me in the right spot. See other guys that I've had, they try to play all that mad shit, but every time they tried, I said, that's not it. But not this man, he's got the right potion. Baby, rub it down and make it smooth like lotion. Yeah, the ritual, highway to heaven. From 7 or 7, he's got me open like 7-Eleven. And yes, it's me that he's always choosing. With him, I'm never losing, and he knows that my name is not Susan. He always has heavy conversation for the mind, which means a lot to me, cause good men are hard to find. My man gives real love, and that's why I call him killer. He's not a wham bam, thank you ma'am, he's a thriller. He takes his time and does everything right. Knocks me out with one shot for the rest of the night. He's a real smooth brother, never in a rush shit. He gives me goose pimples with every single touch. Spends quality time with his kids when he can. Secure in his manhood, cause he's a real man. A lover and a fighter and a knocker, knocker out. Don't take him for a sucker, cause it's not what he's about. Every time I need him, he always got my back. Never disrespectful, cause his mama taught him that. I got a good man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
That is another one, of course, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine's first season. What a Man, Salt and Pepper.
Whoever picked the songs for this show has some great taste. I mean, I know a lot of it goes along with Andy Samberg's character, Jay Peralta, kind of having a love of 90s hip-hop and boy bands, but there's some great tunes in this first season for sure, if not all of the other ones.
Thank you, Simon. That's very, very true. Can't agree more.
And I'd like to mention quick that, Mark and I have taken the soundtrack show on the road, so to speak, since we're not able to be live in the studio right now. So if you check out our Facebook page, the soundtrack show on Facebook, the soundtrack on 101.5 The Hawk, I should mention, and you'll find out where we might be recording the show. Maybe you can attend a live recording and, you know, maybe even get in a request or a suggestion. We're currently at one of Hamilton's oldest drinking establishments, enjoying some food and a pint and recording this episode that will air on Monday.
Yes, of course. By saying it'll record on Monday, it'll air on Monday. If you're hearing this, you already know that because you're listening to it.
Yes, it's time travel.
Time travel through the magic of radio.
Yes.
And MP3. Hey, we're keeping moving from the last episode of the first season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and they just wrapped the eighth and final season. I'm getting a little funky. It's Sly and the Family Stone, Thank You, on the Soundtrack Show, 115 The Hawk. We'll be right back.
it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. Song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. Now, John at the bar is a friend of mine. Gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. La 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 la. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. A song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. It's a pretty good crowd for a Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here?
Billy Joel, you know him as the Piano Man, and that comes from us from the, was it the second, first episode, second season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Season 2 premiere, in
yes.
fact. And actually, the actual recording I don't think is on it. I think the cast or the, you know, people in the movie or the TV show, sorry, sing it. It's not actually Billy Joel's recording. You get to hear a bunch of
that's true. You hear Jake
mobsters playing
and
it,
mobsters
singing it,
singing karaoke too.
Yeah,
which Simon and I will do right now.
No, let's not.
Okay,
not Billy Joel doesn't even like singing this song anymore. I don't know why we would do that. I mean, he has to because his manager stole all his monies. But I think if he had his way, I don't think he. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I'm guessing that he's probably kind of tired of singing it.
Probably most of them. Yeah. Most of the big rock stars really hate their key big numbers.
Well, I don't know about hate because, you know, it made them famous, but they're a little tired of it.
Real John quick, Mellencamp can't stand Jack and Diane.
Well, you know.
But he does it every time he goes on stage because people expect
it. Because, like you said, he's got to make his money.
True.
Real quick, before that we were listening to Sly and the Family Stone. I love that song. And I love that it's actually called Thank You for Letting Me Be Mice. Elf Agent. That's the actual name of the song. I don't know why. I suspect they were, you know, recreational drugs were involved, but.
Get out of town. In the late 60s? No, I don't buy it for a second. Next up, we have another hit by Salt-N-Pepa. This one comes to us from the second Halloween Heist episode, episode 4 of the second season. It's Push It. And you, of course, are listening to the Soundtrack Show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Oh,
that Babushit from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Hey, we're doing a Brooklyn Nine-Nine show. I don't know if you remember that.
That was Brooklyn Nine-Eight.
No, that's a different precinct. They suck.
Oh, apparently.
They're not nearly as cool. You know what we haven't done all night, which like we just the opportunity hasn't come, but we haven't done a title of your sex tape joke.
That's true.
Which is that's what she said of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You haven't said anything controversial enough for me to say that back to you.
That's okay.
I
will think of something between this and the next song.
Well, just be careful, though. We don't want to get kicked off the air.
That's true. Can't do that again.
The next song is LL Cool J, right?
Yes. A recurring bit in the Brooklyn Nine-Nine is that Craig Robinson,
who's hilarious and super talented.
Yes.
He's a great actor.
He's super funny. He can sing. Well.
Yeah.
But he plays this recurring role called the Pontiac Bandit.
Doug Judy, the Pontiac Bandit.
So
it's my favorite bit of the whole series.
Doug's thing is, early on, he's a car thief. And, of course, Peralta's been trying to find him for years. But his thing is, he only steals Pontiacs, which would be making life a bit difficult since they took Pontiac, the brand name, off the
He does catch him finally, they become like super good friends.
Yes.
And the whole Doug Judy bit through the whole thing is one of my favorite.
They resolved
bits.
It very nicely by the last season. Yeah. I quite like that a lot.
Craig Robinson, by the way, formerly was Daryl on The Office, if you are not familiar with him. And then he was in Hot Tub Time Machine.
He was in. You really get to know him as a person in the Seth Rogen movie. This is the end.
I got to watch that one again.
You do have to watch that.
Because he plays himself, doesn't he?
They all play themselves.
Yeah. Right.
It's the dicks of the afterworld. So it's just crazy.
That's for another night anyway. Yeah. Let's stick to Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Doug Judy for
so
now.
From the first Doug Judy episode, we got a little LL Cool J. Mama Said Knock You Out on the Soundtrack Show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Come on, man. And with the local DVD. Better
Time for one more show, one more song.
Title of your sex tape.
There you go. Yeah, this will be last song for tonight. So thank you for tuning in once again. We appreciate it always.
Check us out on Facebook, and if you have any comments or suggestions, we'd love to hear them.
And if you've got a song or a movie song or music from a movie you'd like me to play or us to play, that'd be great. Let us know. In the meantime, we're going to take it home. That was Rose Royce Car Wash from two episodes. There was an earlier one, and then the finale of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and this one is from one from season three, but it's one of our favorite musical acts, the Beastie Boys. So I take it on a little Jimmy James.
So that's what she said. Oh, no, sorry. Title of your sex tape.
Thanks for tuning in. See you next time. Check out the next episode, Big Blues Brothers episode, and I'm definitely there. Thank you again, Simon, for joining me. Appreciate that.
Have a good one, all.
Have a good one. Be excellent to each other. Night, everybody.